So if you come into the building and then walk down the corridor and stand in the centre by the grand staircase, and this is where we are speaking from now. So this actually also confirms the fact that this northern side would have been the principal facade and the principal entry, because you come in very large doors and you're suddenly faced with this beautiful staircase, really quite stunning staircase with a huge timber newel post on each side and the banister of the stair that curves beautifully and with its iron balustrade that runs on either side. And right in front of you, of course, to make you realise you are in a government building, is the crest, and it's not the New Zealand crest but the old original crest, I guess, because we're at still that Dominion stage, but of the lion and the unicorn. And it's very beautiful, set in leaded windows. The crest is stained glass. And one of the things to take particular note is typical of its period but of this Italian Renaissance is the very heavy plaster work. So the cornices here have several registers or layers to them. The lower level of this one is an acanthus leaf, then it's a dentil, then it's an eglantine, and then it's an acanthus leaf at the top. They're very typical of a sort of classical mouldings. At the time in the 90s when the work was done, most of the plaster was still the original. There were big sections because the building was leaking quite badly that we had to replace. Unfortunately, a lot of it cracked in the earthquake, and I found myself back here 2 decades later advising on this building again. Luckily, there were big areas that we could actually then take moulds and replace it. So the ground floor gives you that feeling of grandness when you come in, of an institutional building, and down the hall to the left and the right are the offices. And the offices repeat some of that classical element and register that you would see in the windows or the fenestration. And they're very grand doors that have triangular pediments above them. And each of those would have housed an office or several government or bureaucrats who worked here. I do remember that to the right, now where the bar is, used to be occupied by the Ministry of Works Architects Department. And in the 90s, when we were clearing that out, a lot of the plans of buildings in the city were still in there in rolls. Take a good look, too, down these corridors, because you will see the original heaters, which are really rather lovely. And we don't see a lot of these radiators anymore, but they're very beautiful and very decorative. When you put a new use into an old building that was purpose-built for something, there are things that you have to build in to meet current conditions. So we had to have fire separation and fire doors. We came up with this system where they have fitted them in to the arches that were already there so that they almost look like they might have been part of the original. But just close your mind for a minute and perhaps stand on one side of them and look down and think, what a magnificent corridor this would have been when you walked in the front door and looked left and right and there were just these great big arches. If you look to the right, which is looking back to the west, you can see where the toilets are. These were where the strong rooms were, and originally the strong rooms were to be destroyed and the doors removed. And the suggestion was made that we would not feel comfortable about these being moved, and even though they were a much lower level, the height was still allowable height to walk in, and could they not just permanently pin the doors back so that it gave another level of the story? Because one of the most important things about any building is what it was built for, then what the human occupation in it is. If you don't have those stories and those understanding of the building's life, at the end of the day, it's just bricks and mortars. And we can wax lyrical for ages about the architectural detail, but it's the stories that give it the life. So when you go in to use these restrooms, think of all the government employees for years who had to duck in and out and open and close those heavy doors to run and grab files or whatever was being held in there. But remembering there was no such thing as the cloud, So everything was paper-based. So all files, all papers, receipts, documentation was all kept in paper. And everything that was precious would have been housed in those strong rooms. It's worth having a look. We were able to retain and beautifully restore the original patent nameplate of the doors and just read what it says. It has this wonderful line under it that says, thief resisting. And as you exit through these doors, you will see the government crest that's also echoed on the windows. This is set in not the original tiling, but it was retained. For a while, it was under threat of actually being plastered over and completely tiled. That had been the original plan. And Neil Carey and myself sort of felt that was one step too far. So we have this with glass over it, simply as it has been since 1909. It's not touched up. It's showing the signs of wear. But again, this expresses the fact that this is the principal entry. This is the way you would have entered. You would have entered coming in, seeing in front of you the crest of the government, and then seeing at the top of the stairs the crest repeated in stained glass. A very clear sign that you were in a government building of some standing. If you look straight up from the government crest, you will see again the attention to classical detail in the ceiling. And there's a beautiful ceiling rose in here. This would have been in 1909, I would think, connected to electricity rather than gas at this stage. But it would have been lit at night from here, and that would have expressed this beautiful classical ceiling. It's just a wonderful opportunity to read classical architectural designs. And you have these wonderful little areas on the left and right of you, again of classical detail with triangular pediments. Now, you aren't trapped in this lovely little space, much as it might feel a nice place to stay away from the bustle of the world outside for a while, but to your right is a clear sign that says press to exit. So just press that and you will be able to open the door.